On the website of Becky Caesar, which is a Center for Health Journalism, which does some really good reporting on this incredibly important part of our social life, health, a story which says, "Did Big Tobacco Buy Twitter?" The tobacco industry is paying social media celebrities in what could be a ploy to undermine new government efforts to curb tobacco use in the country. And the communication from the Tobacco Institute of South Africa says VAT doesn't have to increase if we take back our 7 billion rand. The hashtag is hashtag take back the tax. And the notion is that the illegal cigarette industry is costing South Africa 7 billion rand in tax. This was research which was done for TISA by supposedly a hands-off research organization, and they came to this number. And so if we crack down on the illicit cigarette industry, we will have another 7 billion rand in tax flowing into SARS's coffers, and that'll mean that we can do a lot more social good with that. I do have to acknowledge here that the company for which I work, Prime Media Broadcasting, accepted to play those ads, and I presume it was also on the other three radio stations in the stable, not just Cape Talk. But every time I heard that ad on Cape Talk, I winced. I thought it was a bad decision by management to accept that ad. I don't think that we should be accepting any ad which is in any way associated with the tobacco industry, but my managers didn't agree with me. Joan van Dyk is a journalist at the Becky Caesar Health Journalism Center and the writer of this article. Joan, from your point of view, what is problematic about TISA's campaign?
Hi, John. Thanks for having me. So what we found writing this article is that the tobacco industry has been very iffy on giving us the data that backs up the study. They haven't given it to any of the public health people either. Professor Cornelis van Walbeck at UCT hasn't seen, although he was given access to the methodology, he never saw the full report. So they're asking us to trust these numbers, but they're not willing to give us the full report. And the reason they've given for this is that that Ipsos's research is ongoing, and that's the reason they've given for not being more open with their raw data. They've also said that it's a very complex set of information and could be misinterpreted. But in the past, they've shot away so much ammunition on their information that there's no reason for us to really trust them now.
I mean, we spoke to Ipsos at the time that this came out, and they defended the research. There were many interviews done on both Cape Talk and 702 about this, and in every one of those interviews, Ipsos said they're absolutely convinced that the data that they've assembled is correct, and it's entirely independent of the fact that TISA was paying for it.
Yes. So some of the public health experts we've spoken to have also said that it seems that the bit of the methodology that they've seen seems to be sound, but that they're still refusing to completely endorse this the study because they're not being open with the raw data.
And the fact that some social media influencers, for want of a better phrase, are receiving money for putting this message and the message conveyed by the hashtag and linked to the research on their social media platforms, how problematic is that?
Well, the problem is that the people that we've identified in this article, which is Yusuf Abramji, the former journalist, he said that this is no different than the Mail and Guardian carrying the advert, which it has appeared on the pages of the Mail and Guardian.
And it appeared on this radio station in 702 as well. Yeah.
Yes, but the difference is that it's clearly marked as an advert in the newspaper. It didn't stop us from investigating this, the study that this is based on. And it's, you know, there's the whole thing of editorial independence, you know, versus commercial interest at a newspaper. But if you're not disclosing that you have been paid to punt this campaign with money from the tobacco industry, I think that's a problem. And the tobacco industry has come back to us and said that why is this necessarily a problem to be paying people? But our problem is that they didn't want to tell us who else they were paying. So we could identify this one person, but they didn't want to tell us who else they're paying, and they definitely are paying more people, which they've admitted to. So that's the kind of murky part which we can't. Why would you, if it's above board, why would you not tell us who it is?
Yeah, how much of a right does the tobacco industry to put a point of view? Surely it does. The advertising of tobacco products is illegal. There are significant restrictions which are about to be increased on how they can be displayed and the branding and so on. But the act of smoking is still legal. So the institute which represents the legal tobacco industry surely has a right to put its point of view.
Yes. They've come back to, in response to this article from last week, they've come back to us and said, while they do criticize the government's new tobacco control bill, they aren't attempting to use this campaign to criticize it. But you're right, they do have a right to point to the illegal trade, which the public health lobby isn't denying that it exists. But they're saying that the tobacco lobby is using it, conflating the two issues of illegal trade and the public health issue.
Joan van Dyk, thank you very much indeed. A journalist at Becky Caesar Health Journalism Centre. And it is, if you are news hungry, it is a website that you should bookmark somehow, because they often have very interesting stories that get below the surface in the way that a lot of reporting in South Africa doesn't do. John Matham on Cape Talk, just after 29 minutes now to 5 o'clock. Wesley Peterson is at the Eyewitness News Desk.
Thank you, John. Good afternoon. Police and the Western Cape Education Department were scheduled to meet over learner abductions this afternoon. There have been at least 13 confirmed cases of abductions and attempts in Cape Town since the 8th of August. Education officials say in three of the cases, the victims were sexually assaulted. Lauren Isaacs has more.
Education MEC spokesperson Jessica Shalver says apart from the 13 confirmed cases, the department has also received reports of at least 6 incidents at primary schools in Cape Town this week. Those reports mostly related to claims that people were sitting in parked cars outside school grounds taking photos of learners. The principal of Wesley Methodist Primary in Salt River has also reported that 2 grade 7 learners and a high school pupil were targeted by men in a white Toyota Avanza while walking home from school yesterday. The men allegedly asked the learners to help them carry boxes, which they claimed the principal had asked them to collect. One of the boys managed to escape the vehicle after realizing their story didn't add up. The other 2 boys were dropped off at school after the driver took them to a nearby flat. Lauren Isaacs, Eyewitness News.
This comes as higher rates of violence against women and children have led to calls for better social services and plans to address inequality in struggling communities. Police Minister Bheki Cele and National Police Commissioner Kehla Sotole today released the 2017-18 crime statistics in Parliament. The figures show that of the more than 20,000 murders during the period, 20% were women and children. Barry Bateman reports.
The Center for the Study of Violence and Reconciliation's Dominic Dix Peak says inequality is among the causes of gender-based violence.
So more unequal societies are more likely to be violent. The people who bear the brunt of this are often women and children.
The Institute for Security Studies' Gareth Newham says men acting with impunity contributes to the problem.
So if men are able to assault women, assault children, and there's absolutely no chance they're going to be held accountable for doing so, and there's no systems in place to try and address that reality, then you get what's called intergenerational violence.
Newham says